This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're looking at the ways in which technology is changing how we read. We've talked about reading education and technology and the changes happening at libraries around the country. Today, I want to go into how reading and the technology we do it on actually impacts the brain. My guest is Marianne Wolfe. She's the director of the Center for Reading and Language Research at Tufts University. She's also the author of Proust and the Squid, The Story and Science of the Reading Brain. Dr. Wolfe, thanks for chatting with me.
Oh, my pleasure, Ben.
How does the way we read affect the way we think?
It begins with how reading brings to bear our background knowledge. It pulls it to whatever information we're reading. And from that, it allows us to go into new thoughts.
Our understanding also of how the brain works has changed in recent decades, and it's actually a lot more elastic than we originally thought.
Absolutely, Ben. We were never born to read. We're born to speak and to think and to see and all these things that have a genetic program, but we have to create our own circuit for reading. There's a reading brain circuit for Chinese, for English, but it also changes with our mediums.
And this is what's fascinating, is we're still going through this transition from print to digital reading. But based on what we know so far, what makes digital reading different?
Digital reading predisposes you to skim very well, to multitask, to be in a, kind of an immediate world where you have short bursts of attention and you're getting information fast. But if you're reading something that's complex, real focused attention, print seems to be more advantageous for that. Mm. And the research is completely open on this. So there is a lot of research that still needs to happen developmentally, longitudinally, and with great care.
If you could peek into the future and get some of the data on some of the science that's being done now, what do you think the most illuminating sets of data will be?
I would like to think that we could have studies in which we have, let's say, children like the Amish or Orthodox Jewish children who are living in environments where there is no technology, whether we could follow them and have perfectly matched samples of children who have an absolutely digitally involved world from the start. My guess is that we will find that various forms of reading are well suited to some mediums versus the other. And I don't think there's just going to be two mediums by any stretch of the imagination. We are in the beginning of a digital world, but it's a world that we need to understand better than we do.
Dr. Marianne Wolfe is director of the Center for Reading and Language Research at Tufts University, and she's also the author of Proust and the Squid, The Story and Science of the Reading Brain. Dr. Wolfe, thank you.
You're most welcome, Ben.
You can find more of our coverage of technology and reading all this week at marketplacetech.org.